today's topic is how, when we learn Chassidus and we follow its ways, we come to realize that at each of our core is really God Himself. And that is very, on one hand, intimidating, but it's also very empowering. What it means is that we have a lot of power within ourselves that we have to tap into. And that's the spark of Mashiach within each one of us. Most of you guys listen to the daily Mashiach that we read at the end of Shacharis. And some of the themes as of recent, especially the one a week ago on the 13th of Tevis, was that you trust in God and you got to believe in yourself. Just to share something that it was really personally meaningful, and around Yom Kippur, I was davening at 770. And for those who know, during Tishrei, during the high holidays, it's packed in there. They call it the washing machine, because especially if you don't have your own seat, you're just in the crowd, so to speak, with all the Israelis that come into town. I was literally squished. Like, people were not exaggerating a bit. And on Yom Kippur, you know, we rise to the level of angels. So we're not eating anything, and we're not doing any personal care things. So we intentionally put ourselves out of our creature comforts to get us into a state of discomfort. But in that discomfort, we can realize something that we're looking beyond, that we're not looking at, that's limiting the way that we're living. So it's not living our full potential, not tapping into that personal power that each one of us has. So I was having that experience of davening Yom Kippur, you know, going through all the long davening. And towards the end, I don't know if it was during the Ne'ilah service, the height of the prayer, the height of the day, or sometimes before, I was feeling so frustrated. My mind is analyzing all these different things, because we have a thinking and feeling loop. When you feel a certain way, your thoughts are only going to be equal to how you feel. So if you feel like, let's say, crap, your thoughts, you're not necessarily going to be thinking the most joyous and happy thoughts. So this was going on, but finally, I have this feeling like this, a feeling a certain way of discomfort or pain. It's a tendency, all of us as human, our human nature is to, what's that thing outside of me I can go to take away this pain? Whether it's, you know, sometimes we have feelings of anxiousness, and we turn to a drink or a drug, God forbid, or not even necessarily something so obviously harmful to us, but it's just another type of addiction. So what came to my attention on that Yom Kippur, which was, on one hand, like I said, it's painful to realize, to take, you know, to that the humility comes from something, but also very empowering, because when you come aware of something, like the Rebbe teaches us, and our sages teach us, that the awareness of something is already 50% of solving the problem. And I recognized that whenever I would feel hopeless, I feel in a place of like, I don't know what to do, and just feeling discomfort, my mind would look at who can I reach out to, not just a thing, but what person can I go to help me with this problem. And my mind would like go in these circles, like, can I ask this person? No, I can't ask that person anymore. What about this person? And it finally hit me, like, wow, I'm looking toward, that's another way of looking for something or someone outside of me to help me out. But if we really take to heart all that we've been learning, and that there's a spark of Mashiach within of us, and as I just mentioned at the beginning, that studying Chassidus shows us that at our core we are God, then we have to learn to go inside and not to always look outside of us. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't talk to somebody else or reach out these other things. We just had the Hayom Yom today, that when you talk to a friend, it's two nefesh elikis, two godly souls against one animal soul. So there's that benefit, but it's not an either or. It's not, I'm either just going to go within or without, but you have to be able to do both. So how do we tap into, how do we become aware of these limiting behaviors or limiting thoughts that keep us from really, when I have a certain problem or challenge in our life, to go within and to be able to, when we have discomfort or pain or suffering, not instantly try and get rid of it, but really to sit with it. And that's what we'll practice a little bit with the meditation at the end, to hopefully internalize it. But to take to heart the message that, since really at our core we have, it's God, we have God himself, and we have each one of us a spark of Mashiach, that when we can tap into that, it's aligned with a lot of what our sages say, or even our the Rebbe Meraz, Lechatchila Riber. From the start, it's as if you go over. It's as if there's no obstacles. To kind of go through a few steps, an idea of how to become aware of where we might be giving our power away. One thing you can always do, just to take it personal, whether it's journaling or something to think about, is to observe and become aware of how you are, how you act throughout your day. How are you being? What are you placing your attention on regularly? Where are you giving your power? If you feel a certain way, what do you turn to when you feel discomfort? What's that kind of automatic response that you look for? Because you're like, well, I was sharing on Yom Kippur, realized, and it was just even this past week as well, because it's something we continuously unwire these automatic habits. But to be mindful of and try to build the awareness on, when I feel this way, when I feel discomfort or hopeless, and there's something, you know, we make hachlatas, we make resolutions of to improve on something, and if it's not necessarily happening, we turn to, wait, why isn't that person helping me with my resolution? So that's number one, is to, we have to be, learn to become conscious of what we unconsciously do. Where am I giving my attention? Like I said, what am I giving my power to? And also that there's a teaching from Jeremiah. It says, there's the following theme of what we were talking about, that in the times of Mashiach, it says, no longer will a person need to teach another about God, to tell them to heed the way of God, because all of them, everybody's going to know God already. So I think that's very aligned with being able to go within and tap into and experience God within ourselves through learning the Chassidus, and of course, as many Maimarim talk about, being misboinen on it. So the first step, like I said, is acknowledging, recognizing that everything is within us. Besides obviously the necessities, you don't need something outside of you. Number two, and just another highlight on number one, that tendency that when you feel a certain type of way and to look for something outside of you comes from our Nefesh Bahamas, because our body has its inclinations, you know, it wants to eat, it wants to reproduce, it wants to feel pleasure. So we've kind of been conditioned growing up to, whenever we feel discomfort, we resist it, we push it away. But really, as we, you know, acknowledge every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, everything is one. There's no, the Nefesh of Bahamas is not bad. The animal soul is not bad. It's also, and the sensations that we have in our body are something to listen to. It's also from God. And that's something to personalize, so when we feel the discomfort of our body. And that's also hinted at in Job. It says, you know, from my flesh, I'll know God. So even from our feelings and our sensations, of course, that takes being able to tap into the feelings and sensations of the body. That helps guide somebody into listening to their soul. Number two, I would say, in a step, is to have an idea. Now that we have an awareness of something that limited behavior, so it's because something you want to prove on yourself, it's always good to start with the end vision. How would you see that you want to respond in that situation? So let's say, I feel hopeless, I have a tendency to look for who can help me with this. But instead, we can build that awareness of the different time, different situations that make me feel that way. I can, instead of running away mentally or trying to do something, and it can even be through finding something to learn. You know, obviously, studying Torah help us, but sometimes just to take a breath and be able to calm down the analytical mind and sit within that emotion. So, like I said, number two, having an idea of how do I, next time a situation like this arises, how do I want to respond instead? Number three, you might have heard the phrase that nothing around you will change until you change. This whole process, this whole journey, so to speak, of a process of transformation can always sound sometimes very challenging. So as we have the teaching of Ivdu Hashem Basimcha, we always have to serve Hashem with joy and know that, like we have the end in mind from the step two, that it is possible, it is achievable, and then we're constantly arriving into that. And I would say it's mainly how we can tap into that spark of Mashiach within each one of us. You know, there's other hints at it, that Mashiach is the letters Mem, Shin, Yud, and Ches. And the numerical value of that is equal to the word Shliach, a messenger, plus 10. And we learn that the 10 is the 10 soul powers that each one of us has. And to be able to tap into that and to express it, we have to be able to go internally, inward, and really observe how are we doing a nice deep recollection, and learn to be present with all the emotions and the feelings and thoughts. Main takeaway that everything is truly inside one of each of us, and we have to be brave enough to sit in whatever discomfort that we might be feeling and listen to it. And know, as mentioned earlier, that everything is Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And therefore we don't have to be afraid to push away, because any type of resistance is a expression of, oh, this is good and this is bad, or I don't want this, which is kind of like duality. But if we really embody a state of oneness, then everything is more so information that we can receive, that gives us more of a understanding of ourselves and God within ourselves. Another kind of actional practical things, just to finish off, just before like a minute meditation, think about the situations or the people that trigger you to feel a certain type of discomfort. It could be feelings of hopelessness, frustration, anger, etc. You can, if you write it down, it's going to help in observing it non-judgmentally. So a lot of things, and as I'll talk about while we would do the meditation, a key part of it is, and we say it also in Tehillim, we say, one of the verses is, Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, that Hashem is always before me. The word Shavisi comes from the word Hishtavus, which means equanimity. So that means to see everything as equal. It's not good, it's not bad. And as I'll guide through in the meditation, we're going to be placing attention onto our sensations and our feelings on our body. And to look at it as a scientist, let's say, would look at an experiment. So he has a beaker. If it's boiling water, he's not, oh, it's hot. You know, he's not reacting to it. He's just observing that's what's going on. When we practice that mindset, we're able to kind of separate from the experience itself and gain the lesson of what it's really teaching us. Often we have a misunderstanding with emotions and things that we feel that there's something we have to do about it. So when I felt a certain way, I had to do something that expressed as, who can I go to help me? What can I do to help me? However, if we feel it and we learn to really feel our emotions, I heard something the other day on an interview. You know, people who react on anger actually are the worst at feeling anger. So to when you have a feeling of fear or whatnot, just to actually feel it, when you feel something, to really like embody it for a second. And obviously don't dwell on it, as our sages will say, because you don't want to immerse yourself in unpleasant thoughts. But if we have that non-judgmental equanimity state of observation, then feelings will pass on their own and it'll reveal as information, helping us further our development, achieve our goals, our hachlatas, our resolutions, and really embrace and become more of who God sees us, as he sees us. From my flesh, I will know God. Internalize that and become aware of different sensations in our body, because you know something may go on throughout a day that we may react to. It could be when you're stepping outside, or you might get a sudden phone call, or you have an argument with somebody, and if you pay attention to it, we might have like a knee-jerk reaction going on in our body, like, oh, I have to defend myself, or I have to attack. But the more and more we can take some time to just notice what's going on within our body when situations like that arise, we can begin to rewire and put in new response. Okay, the reason we have lights off and we'll close our eyes is that it really helps facilitate placing more attention on our inner worlds. And the more that you can do that with less external sights, it'll help with, awareness. So I would like to invite everybody to lightly close your eyes, get into a night seated, comfortable, but alert position. And place your hands on your legs, your feet nicely on the ground, and your back against the chair. Like I said, not leaning back too much, but just nice rested. And we'll start with a few breaths. Just in through your nose, and out through your mouth or your nose. Just kind of taking a moment, letting go of the day. A nice couple more breaths in through your nose. One more, the deepest breath of the day, in through your nose, out through your mouth. And I'd like you know how to place your attention on the top of your head. And we're slowly going to just bring our attention slowly down each part of the body. We're gonna observe any sounds you may hear or anything. Just observe it in a way of non-judging it, meaning you may hear a certain sound and are quick to think, oh, that's that sound. But just observing it is just being aware that, okay, I heard it, but my attention is focused on this activity. So we're going to take our awareness and we're going to slowly move down from the top of our head down to our forehead, and past the ears. Remembering if you notice and feel certain feelings or sensations in different parts of the body as we'll journey through, just place awareness and curiosity on it, as mentioned earlier, like a scientist looking at an experiment. there's no good or bad feelings in this situation. Just ones to be aware of. So now move your attention a little further on, maybe down to your neck. And where the neck meets the root of the shoulders, you might feel a little bit of weight there. Just something to be aware of, curious of. And take a nice deep breath and let go of anything you may be carrying. So continue on down our back. You can do the front of the torso, down the arms. Maybe you feel some pressure around the forearms. Slightly, with your mind wanders, thinking about something, just lightly bring your attention back to where you left off. So continue on down to the waist, maybe down the bottom and the front of the thighs and the back of the thighs. And down to the knees, and down the shins, and the calves. Down to your ankles, and your feet. Taking a nice deep breath. And on our way up, back journeying back to the top, I'll give you a little bit more time just on your own. Noticing the different sensations you may feel more in one part of the body than another part of the body. Feel welcome to spend maybe a little more time if you might have more tension, let's say, on your thigh. Just placing your attention there, being curious. There's no need to try and find an answer as to why it feels a certain way. It's just observing it, not making any judgment or conclusion about something yet. Allow you to spend some time just on your own, and I'll meet you at different parts. Remembering to take deep breaths. Maybe you made it back to your waist. Going up the torso. Up the lower abdomen. And the upper abdomen. Maybe also up the arms. Up to the shoulders. To the head, observing the different parts, chin, maybe around your lip. As you practice more, God willing, on your own, you'll be able to place more attention on more finer parts of your body and zone in on different parts that. You know, some areas you may not feel any feelings or sensations, and others there might be a little bit louder feelings. Now as we make our way back to the top of our head, returning to a few final breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. And to know just before we come back into the moment and move on to the next thing we're doing tonight or today, to recognize that this is a space we can always return to within ourselves, to go within ourselves regardless of what we might be experiencing, to help find the clarity that's within us, that's always available to us and waiting for us to tap into. And when we find the need to look for something outside of us or to solve a problem that feels like it's very urgent, sometimes we can tap into this place, this space, and recognize and find that clarity and the answer to what we're looking for. So in your final, perhaps deep breath, in your own time, feeling your body on the chair again, your maybe feet on the ground, noticing the sounds around you, maybe you hear my voice a little bit more. And in your own time, you can open your eyes.